أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. In the ayat that preceded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the cosmic creation, and He drew our attention to the heavenly entities that are out there. Allah spoke of the sun, Allah spoke of the skies, Allah spoke of the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their movement in their different orbits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded from us that we should ponder over the cosmic creation and the heavens. In ayah number 3 of Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now draws our attention and demands from us that we should ponder the creations that exist on earth. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayah that we discussed yesterday, spoke of الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who had elevated the heavens and the skies and all those creations that exist beyond our atmosphere and within our atmosphere as well. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضِ. Allah draws our attention to the ard, to the earth. Allah says, Allah is the one who stretched out the land, who stretched out the earth. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ. Allah is the one who has placed the rawasi. Rawasi, rasiya means something that is firmed, something that is placed on something else in order to keep it stable and to keep it balanced. Allah is referring to the mountains. One of the names that Allah has given the mountains is rawasi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the one who, after stretching out the land and creating earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed His pegs. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah has referred to mountains as awtada. Awtada means pegs. When you have a tent or you pitch a tent, then there are pegs that you install in order to keep the tent stable and to keep it balanced and to keep it firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has placed these mountains. They serve a purpose. What is the purpose? Allah says they are there to keep the land balanced and to keep it stable. And these mountains, they also serve as reservoirs. Beneath the mountains, there are huge quantities of waters that are found. And also on the peak of the mountains, those peaks are like reservoirs. Very often we see waterfalls and waters and springs gushing forth from these mountains and from the peaks of the mountains. So apart from placing these mountains as means of balancing the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with these huge reservoirs of waters beneath the mountains, and there is a piping system that Allah has placed, subhanallah, so sophisticated that from those reservoirs of water, large areas of water beneath these mountains, Allah has provided means and channels and canals for the water to reach different parts of the globe and the earth. وَأَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is Allah who has made in the land on earth, Allah has placed these rivers that we see. وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created all different types of fruits. جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Allah says Allah has placed therein. In the fruits, you will find within the fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says pairs of two, pairs of two. So you find a red colored fruit and you find a white colored fruit, the same type of fruit. You find it in red, you find it in white, you find it in yellow, you find it in a different color. You find the inside sometimes of one color, the very same fruit, Allah has created it. The inside, the inner has a different color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the same, from the same type of fruit. You have the sweet version, you have the sour version. You have a sweet apple, you have a sour apple. You have the yellow apple, you have the green apple. Subhanallah. One water, one seed. The seed looks exactly the same type of soil, the same type of fertilizer, the same amount of sunlight, the same amount of moonlight, the same amount of wind blowing towards that fruit, but different colors, different taste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who has created these as such. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ Allah says the night, Allah causes the night to envelope and to cover up the day. So you have this day and it is as if the night is a blanket or a sheet or a covering that is drawn over the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is Allah who causes the night to cover the day. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ Allah says in all of that there are so many signs. لَآيَاتِ Just ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in all of that there are so many signs لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ For a people who will ponder. Tafakkur means to ponder deeply, to think over something deeply, take out time. And sometimes we don't even need to know the scientific function of certain things. Just certain aspects that we need to consider of things that we experience and that we enjoy on a daily basis. And through that you are forced to say Subhanallah or Alhamdulillah. You are forced to acknowledge Allah's grandeur and His greatness. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ Allah speaks of other signs of His on the land, on earth. Allah says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ And on earth, قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ قِطَعٌ is a plural of قِطَعٌ. قِطَعٌ means a piece. Allah says, قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ There are pieces of land, there are tracks of land, mutajawirat, neighboring each other. Jar means a neighbor. Mutajawirat, so you have tracts of land that are neighboring each other. Very often you'll find the tracts of land or the pieces of land, they are next to one another. They are neighboring each other, but they are of different color. The one fruit can be planted, but crops cannot be planted there. The other one, crops can be planted, fruit cannot be planted there. The one is completely infertile, the other one can produce growth. Allah says they are next to each other, mutajawirat, وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ And you will find gardens, orchards of grapes, وَزَرْعَ crops, وَنَخِيلٍ and date palms. And the date palms, Allah then says, you have sinwan وَغَيْرُ sinwan. Sinwan, those that have a double trunk, like other trees. وَغَيْرُ sinwan, those that have a single trunk. يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ Allah says, all these, the grapes, the date palms, the crops, the fruit, all of it, the different lands, all of it, yusqa, are all irrigated. They are all given water. They are all watered bima in wahid, one water. The exact same water. It's not that this water has an additional amount of sweetness in it. That's why the fruit is sweet. And this one has a lesser amount of sugar content in it. That's why it is sour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the water is exactly the same. Bima in wahid. وَنُفَضِّلُ Though the water is one, Allah says though it is one type of water, وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ But we have given preference to some of them over others in the taste. So some will be sweeter than others. Sometimes you find two trees have grown next to one another. Fruit completely different, let alone two trees. You find the same tree, from the very same tree, fruits of different tastes. Let alone the same tree, from the same bunch. You have the same bunch of grapes, and you find that grapes on that same bunch have different tastes. Allah says, He is the one. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ Again Allah says, certainly in that, لَآيَاتْ are certainly signs. Are many signs لقوم يعقلون for a people who think. May Allah grant us the understanding.